I just purchased this nice little card on wheels.
It's Friday night at the Mount Airy Art Garage.
And so this card holds the sewing machine, and then there are all these great pockets.
Quilters are jockeying for outlets and unloading their sewing machines and gear onto more than a dozen long tables set up in the open gallery space. Like others, Janet Myers comes for the community.
It helps talking about things. You get excited. You want to try different things. And it's wonderful bringing in a finished quilt and everybody oohs and ahs over it.
I always say that quilting is a very social art.
Sarah Bond is a master quilter who teaches quilting and exhibits her work across the region. She started Quiltapalooza as an informal gathering at her home, as a way to carve out a few hours to get together with friends and just quilt.
Nobody was asking you where their shoes were. Nobody was saying that they're hungry. Nobody was, you know, interrupting. And we could have this time, you know. And so we'd have a little something to eat, a little wine, and people would sew until they, you know, couldn't sew anymore.
When Bond got a studio at the Art Garage, she brought Quiltapalooza with her and opened it up to a wider audience that now includes old friends, students, and inspiration-seeking newcomers like Diana Trout.
This is my first time at Quiltapalooza. I just brought a bunch of fabric, and I'll see what comes to the surface.
Pat Deck and Kathy James are both longtime quilters. They come for the camaraderie, armed with their curvy, old-school Singer sewing machines.
Look at our sewing machines. I like to carry this. It's a 1955 Singer called a Featherweight. She has, that's probably 1965, a white one.
You can see how this thing folds up. They fit into that little box.
These little Singers are small but mighty and have a loyal fan base among quilters.
Well, I named mine because it's black and powerful. This is Rosa Parks. Me and Rosa Parks are going to be busy tonight.
Sarah Bond strolls through the room, greeting quilters, admiring projects. She stops to help a confused former student, Joyce Wilson, who's struggling with an intricate pattern called a pickle dish.
For each one, you need two shoulder pieces like that. Uh-huh. Then you're going to sew this one long seam along there, and then that'll put your block together.
Oh, is that what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Bond is clearly enjoying the quilting community that's found a home at Mount Airy Art Garage.
It's really nice because it brings a lot of people together from different guilds, from different groups, from different parts of the city. We sit and we chit-chat and we sew, and, you know, it's a great time.
Jeanette Woods, WHYY.